On this one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection, we've been talking with different people, taking your texts. Right now, we have Senator Tina Smith on the line. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Vanita, and I'm excited to join you on your first week as new host, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. Would love to hear your thoughts on where you were a year ago, what went through your mind, and now on this year anniversary, what is your perspective on this?
Well, a year ago, I was sitting in my apartment, as I am now, looking off towards the Capitol. I had just been sworn into office on January 3rd, and my husband had left town the day before. I remember vividly him saying to me, "Are you going to be okay on the 6th? And I said, "Of course I'm going to be fine. The United States Capitol must be one of the safest places in the country." And of course, that just goes to show how impossible it was to believe that we would see this violent attack on the Capitol. And you know, to imagine that it was inspired and incited by our former president was really incredible. It still is a surreal day for me. I have very vivid memories of running out of the Capitol and seeing Capitol police officers, sprayed with pepper spray by the rioters. I think, as I sit here today, my strong feeling is how important it is that we really understand exactly what happened, that we don't whitewash it away. This is not a bunch of tourists that got out of hand in the United States Capitol. It was an attempt to overthrow our free and fair elections, and we have to understand that.
We had GOP chair, Minnesota GOP chair David Hann on last half hour, and he says Democrats are politicizing this for their benefit. How would you respond to that?
I think that when the very foundations of our democracy are challenged, when there is an effort incited by the former president to overturn our elections, that should be above politics. That should be beyond the partisan back and forth. This goes to show, I think, how so many in the Republican Party struggle to deal with what actually happened on January 6th. And it's important, I would say, to Senator Hann, who I worked with when I was lieutenant governor, that January 6th was the most deadly and violent day for law enforcement in this country since 9/11. And that is, seeing that and talking about that is not political. That is just reality.
President Biden will be talking shortly here at 8 o'clock Central Time, and he's really going to be addressing the nation and the world on this year anniversary. Some in the Senate, Chuck Schumer being one of them, believes that this year anniversary, the talk around it, should be tied to voting rights legislation. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that we should be very focused on protecting the rights of all Americans to vote and to have their vote counted. What's happening around the country, not in Minnesota, thankfully, because of our excellent Secretary of State and Governor, what's happening is that Republican legislatures all over the country are attempting and succeeding in passing legislation that make it harder for people to vote, and then putting partisan election folks in charge of certifying those votes. And that's very dangerous to our democracy. That's what our Freedom to Vote bill would solve. Senator Klobuchar has been such a leader on this. I'm very, very proud of her, to set basic national standards for how elections should be operated, not to take over those elections at the federal level, but to set basic national standards. And I think it's essential that we pass this legislation. We have to find a path forward on that.
It is 7:24 on News Talk 830 WCCO. We are talking to Senator Tina Smith as she looks back on January 6th. And as we look ahead on this year anniversary since it happened, President Biden will be speaking at 8 a.m. We will bring you his comments live. Senator Smith, have we done enough to make sure this doesn't happen again?
Honestly, no, we haven't. I want to point to the work that is happening with the January 6th Commission in the House. Though I disagree with Representative Liz Cheney on many, many issues, I think that she is a true patriot by working diligently and in a nonpartisan way to get to the bottom of what happened on January 6th. I think that the work of that commission is very important as we hold accountable those that are responsible, not just those that battered and bludgeoned police officers within the Capitol, but those that were responsible for inciting this violence through the lies that they've told. And that, I think, will help, as well as passing the Voting Rights Act, which is extremely important. But honestly, as we close out with this, we have to find a way of rising above the differences that we have in this country and reminding ourselves of our shared democratic values. And we all have to find a path towards that, and it's difficult, but it's the only way that we can go forward.
Well, you talk about that. Is there bipartisanship at the U.S. Capitol? I think there's frustration around the country that we continue to be a divided country.
Well, I would point out to the legislation that we passed and got activated on January 1st around stopping surprise medical billing for people who go into emergency rooms. That's a piece of bipartisan legislation that is going to protect consumers when they are confronted with hospital bills that they weren't expecting. Yesterday is another example. I was working with my colleague, Senator Mike Rounds, Republican from South Dakota, on issues to help support economic development in small towns and rural places and tribal lands. So there are many examples of bipartisanship, and we have to lift those up, I think, even as we struggle with, frankly, many members of one party that continue to tell the big lie that Joe Biden is not the lawful president.
Real quickly here, we've got 30 seconds. President Biden has taken a hit in his approval ratings. Is there concern as we move into this next year in the midterm elections at the end of the year?
Well, I think that, that approval ratings rise and fall. What I think that is important about President Biden's work is that he is focused on putting forward and moving forward on some of the really important policies that we need to move in this country. And I would ask people to consider the infrastructure bill that we passed and the that will help to repair our crumbling roads and bridges. And the fact that even though this is an incredibly difficult time for our country, the economy is surging forward in ways that are really going to help the pocketbooks of families in Minnesota. So it's been a tough time, though, right? I think we can all acknowledge that with the pandemic and this deep division we have in our country.
Senator Tina Smith, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Vanita. It's great to be with you.
Thank you. Traffic and weather is next.